warning us that if we reject his words and we reject him, that we are going to be in this place of eternal torment and anguish. Of the rich man and Lazarus, as he's looking up to Lazarus there, he just wants one cool drop of water. Because this place that he is in is horrible. He just wants that one cool drop of water to cool his tongue. Darkness. The weeping and gnashing of teeth. Would not it be better to be in such a place as John describes in Revelation 21? No more crying. No more pain. No more death. No more need for the sun or the moon or the glory of God as its light. What a far better place to be than eternal torment. You can only be in this place of eternity in heaven if you are obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you accept it as the word of God by faith that leads you to repentance. These aren't the words of myself. These aren't the words of any other man, but these are the words of God. He says, Romans 10 and verse 17, faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. And once that faith is instilled in us, that leads us to believe, John 8 and verse 24, that he is who he says he is. He is the Son of God. And whoever does not believe in him shall perish, shall die in their sins. That faith leads us to believe. Our belief and our faith then leads us to repent of our sins. Acts 2 and verse 38, Luke chapter 13, verses 3 and 5. Except ye in like manner repent, ye shall in like manner perish. Repent of your sins. These are God's words. This is God's plan laid out to save you from your sins. Romans chapter 10, Matthew chapter 10, to confess him with our mouth as the Son of God. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, to be baptized for the remission of your sins. If that is your need tonight, the words of Paul, Ananias to Paul, are extended to you. Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins as an erring child of God. The words extended to you as were extended to Simon the sorcerer in Acts chapter 8, to repent and pray to God for him to forgive you of your sins. That is our desire, plea for you tonight. Won't you accept the invitation? Come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. Won't you accept that invitation by Christ to be obedient to him tonight while we stand and while we sing?